Colgate Sports Newsreel with Jimmy Stewart, pinch hitting for Bill Stern.
Bill Stern, the Colgate shapely man, is far away, for this is his vacation time to rest and play. And for tonight, while he's away to take his place, we're glad to say we'll bring you Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Bill Stern is on the SS Mauritania, bound for England to broadcast the Olympics. He'll be heard next Friday night at this same time from London. But tonight, since Bill is on the high seas, pinch hitting for him is the famous motion picture star, Jimmy Stewart. However, before we begin tonight's program, let us make it very clear. In answer to many questions, Bill Stern will be back next Friday night at this regular time when he'll be speaking from London, England. But now Colgate Shave Cream proudly presents Jimmy Stewart, pinch hitting for Bill Stern, America's greatest collector and spinner of sports stories. Tonight, Jimmy Stewart is going to borrow his own favorites from Bill's pocketbook, My Favorite Sports Stories. Stories that are true, stories based on legend, stories that are sometimes beyond belief, but all of them grand yarns about that fascinating world of sports. And so without further ado, here is tonight's guest, a one-time track star, Jimmy Stewart.
Thanks, Don Stanley. I'd like to sort of qualify that introduction. My name's Stewart, all right, but I think maybe you better soft pedal that track star business, unless, of course, you want to count a little running I did back in my prep school days, Mercersburg Academy, and some high jumping and hurdles during my freshman year at Princeton. But to tell you the truth, I never broke a single world record. But track's always been my favorite sport, and tonight I've got an Olympic track story I'd like to tell you. I think it packs quite a wallop. However, I'll let you decide that for yourself. But first,
fellas, be honest now. How have your shaves been lately? Is your shave a tug-of-war with your whiskers that leaves your face sore, scraped, and tenderized? If your shaves give any trouble, try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream on this swell proposition. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. You've no idea how smooth, sweet, and comfortable shaving can be until you try it. Listen.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle. Better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
Yes, sir, that light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless really does the trick. Prove it to yourself. Remember, there's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar and try it 1 week. If you're not convinced it shaves you clean, easy, comfortably, mail the carton top to Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City 2, New Jersey. You'll get your dollar quick. Buy Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream tomorrow. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Jimmy Stewart.
By this time next week in London, the Olympic Games will be underway and American athletes will be smashing their way towards new records, new athletic triumphs. But the Olympic story I have to tell you tonight is not one of triumph, but a bitterest disappointment. Disappointment for the entire U.S. Olympic team and personal heartbreak for three of the greatest track champions in the history of sports. In 1936, when the last Olympic Games were held, these three track stars were just kids. One was 8, one 12, and the old was barely 17. But for each of them, that year the Olympics became a dream. A goal which one day they too might achieve. For 12 years, that dream remained alive in the hearts of those three American boys, and one by one, they began to prove themselves, and their names came soaring over the sports horizon into the public eye. Fonville, Dillard, and Dodge. The first of the three boys to be noticed was a young divinity student in Boston, Gil Dodge. A serious-faced fellow who wore thick-lensed glasses even on the track. He looked more like a college professor than a champion miler. But for all his dignified appearance, he was a running fool.
Holy mackerel, look at that fellow go!
He'll never last at that pace. Why, he's starting out the mile in a sprint.
Yeah, but they were wrong. Because he lasted, all right, and won. Won meet after meet. When Gil Dodge was ordained a minister and still continued track, the newspaper boys kidded him. They called him the perambulating parson. But Gil Dodge didn't kid. He was dead serious about running the mile and wearing the cloth. One day after a race, a reporter came up to him and asked,
"Tell me, Dodge, what's religion got to do with winning races, anyhow?"
And Dodge thought for a moment and then answered slowly,
"Folks who doubt the Bible and tear it apart take the heart out of the Bible. They tear the master's training rules before they ever start life's race, and they can't possibly win."
Yeah, it's quite a fellow, this Gil Dodge. And when one after another of the best milers in the country went down on defeat to Gil Dodge, well, the reporters sort of changed their tune a little bit. Now they call him the Flying Parson. And this year, he completely shattered the world's record for the indoor mile.
Brother, watch that Flying Parson.
He's a cinch to make the Olympic team.
Say, with him on it, the United States can't help but take first place in the mile.
Yes, that's the way things stood for Gil Dodge, America's number one miler only 2 weeks ago. The second man in our story is a shot putter, Chuck Fonville, a 21-year-old Negro lad from the University of Michigan, who this spring at the Kansas Relays put the heavy shot farther than any man who's ever lived. For 12 years, he'd been practicing, strengthening that arm and shoulder. Up until this year's world shot put record, the record has never passed 57 feet, 1 inch. But then one day this spring in Kansas, Chuck Fonville stepped into the circle in a championship meet and let the heavy iron ball fly on a throw that made every fan on the stadium rise to his feet.
Look at that. Look at that go. 50, 55, 6, 7, 58 feet.
Correction. 58 feet, 1/4 inch. A new world record. Almost a foot farther than any man has ever put the shot before. Yes, sir, it certainly looked like Chuck Fonville was another cinch for the U.S. Olympic team when they started the qualifying trials back July 9th at Evanston. But more of that in a moment. Now, what happened to the third man in our story? He's been doing all right, too. In his 12 years of painstaking practice, he'd managed to turn himself into the fastest high hurdle runner in the world, a winner of 82 consecutive races and the world record. His name? Harrison Dillard. A little on the skinny side, friends call him Bones. Back home at Baldwin Wallace College, he was quite a hero. He's managed to pick up 9 world records for different distance hurdles. And earlier this year, he was proclaimed as the greatest high and low hurdler whoever wore spikes.
Bones Dillard, can't miss.
By far the safest bet the U.S. has for the Olympic Games.
Strange style, all right. But I never saw a guy who could clear hurdles this fast.
Yes, those were the predictions for the 3 biggest names in American track. Fonville, Dillard, Dodge. But in sports, there are no sure things. And a series of disasters began to take place at Evanston, Illinois. First, to the champion miler, Gil Dodge. 2 days before the trials, he strained his Achilles tendon and didn't even get to the meet. Next, Chuck Fonville, the world's record holder on the shot put. He wrenched his back while training. And though he bettered the old Olympic mark by a good foot, he still failed to get a place in the squad. Last, Harrison Dillard. Well, Bones, too, had a bad break that day. Here's how Jesse Owens explained it later.
The boy just tried too hard. He ran in the dashes first, and he made the team in those, but they blum tired him out for the hurdles.
Yeah, Bones was tired when he entered that 110-meter high hurdles that day. But he won the first heat, and then came the finals. Dillard was out in front, and then there was a gasp from the crowd. He tripped on the second hurdle, and on the fourth hurdle, he tripped again. And finally, in front of the seventh hurdle, he just drew up helplessly and pushed it down with his hands. Bones Dillard was out of the running. And that's our Olympic story tonight, just 6 days before the 14th Olympic Games begin. A story of heartbreak and disappointment of 3 boys who worked for 12 long years for their crack at the Olympics, who each became far and away the best in their class, but were beaten out by a cruel twist of fate in the finals. And last week, when the Olympic boat sailed for London, Gil Dodge and Chuck Fonville were not aboard. And Bones Dillard, the only one of the trio to make the boat, was not on the hurdle team where he belonged. But somehow, I can't help but feel that next week at Wembley Stadium in London, all three of those great champions will be out on the field in spirit. Somehow, I feel that in the hearts of every member of the U.S. team, a little wish is being made tonight that goes something like this. Please, a win for me, and one for Fonville and Dillard and Dodd. But hope and courage are not confined to the field of sports. No, sir. You find them in all walks of life, just as in this story, which began back in 1926. It was the year an unknown 19-year-old youngster left his native town of Rochester, New York, and landed on the campus of Pennsylvania Military College in Chester, PA. And there, this unknown lad from Rochester became a sports hero, for it proved himself quite an athlete. He became the quarterback of the football team, played baseball, basketball, polo. But college years must come to an end, so this kid from Rochester went out into the world in search of a job. However, the love of sports still was first in the heart of this former college athlete. He wanted to be part of the sports world, and then a horrible tragedy changed his destiny. The kid from Rochester had an accident. The doctors saved his life, but they had to take off his left leg. For months, the injured athlete lingered in the hospital. His spirit was broken. And then one day, an important executive of a broadcasting company was making a tour of the hospital. He stopped by the sick boy's bedside, and for want of something better to say, the kind-hearted radio executive made him an offer.
Son, when you get better, I want you to come and see me at my office. I'll give you a radio job.
Nurse, did you hear that? I've been promised a job with the biggest radio company in the world.
Oh, the busy radio man left the hospital and soon forgot his promise. He felt that the injured athlete would never recover sufficiently to claim the job. But the former athlete did show up, and he became a sports announcer. He began to live a strange, fascinating, miraculous life. He was now guided by a lucky star. Airplane crashes and boat sinkings and train wrecks, auto accidents, nothing could stop him. Nothing could stop him until the kid from Rochester became the most famous sports announcer in America. His name? Oh, yes. His name's Bill Stern. I'll be back in just a moment to tell you about next week's show, in which Bill Stern will speak to you from London. But first,
here's why we state there's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Here's why we're so sure Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream will win you to these wonderfully clean, close, and smooth shaves that also soothe and comfort your skin. Listen. Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cuts through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture answers your shaving problems. Fixes a tough beard, soothes a tender skin. Try Colgate Brushless and see.
Remember, if Colgate Brushless doesn't convince you after 1 week shaves, send us the carton top from your large or giant-sized tube or jar. We'll mail you $1 immediately. Address Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City 2, New Jersey. No proposition beats this. There's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash.
And now, once again, back to Jimmy Stewart.
Well, it's been a lot of fun for me tonight, and if Bill Stern heard this program, I know he's on the Mauritanian, born for England, but if he heard it, I hope he liked as much as I like doing it. Good night.
Thanks, Jimmy Stewart, for a swell job. And this marks the fourth and final week of Bill Stern's vacation. While he's been away, John Garfield, Frank Sinatra, William Powell, and Jimmy Stewart have pinch-hit for him on successive weeks. But don't forget, next week, same time, same station, when Bill Stern comes back to this program, and you'll hear him speaking from London, England. See you then.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shaving Man, is on the scene. Next Friday night, he'll be back for you and me. So if you're tuning in, then you'll hear his voice from London loud and clear, for he'll be speaking from England. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Jimmy Stewart will shortly be seen starring in Alfred Hitchcock's picture, Rope. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from Hollywood.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.